have contributed to the campaign. Donors who gave every year during the campaign totals 15,255. Corporations and foundations who supported the campaign total over 20,000 companies and foundations. 18,135 current and former U of I employees and retirees who are people who contributed to the campaign. Another goal that we focused our attention on during the campaign has been to increase annual giving. For anyone who knows about institutional fundraising, they know that it is critical to build a loyal donor base. To do this, you must start by building a solid annual giving program that encourages people to give every year. Then, over time, with the right stewardship of their gifts, these annual givers become your major donors. And over the past 5 years, despite challenges from our economy, we have seen important and continuing growth in annual giving to the university. What's even more interesting to this fact is that nationally, annual giving actually has trended downward. One recent annual giving highlight of our efforts in this area occurred a month ago, and about 2 weeks ago, President Hogan and I celebrated this with a group of our student callers. On November 6th, we shattered a record in the telemarketing room as our student callers raised more than $285,000 in a single day. The previous one-day record, which was set last year, was $122,000. Also noteworthy is that one of our student callers has raised more than $142,000 this semester alone.
Hire him.
I'm talking about that right now. We are working on that.
Its job might be in jeopardy.
Gosh, you stole my punchline right there.
Sorry.
These are incredible accomplishments, and it's further proof that our alumni and friends believe in the university, and they will support us if they can when they are asked. At the June 9th meeting of the Board of Trustees, President Hogan announced the Access Illinois Presidential Scholarship Initiative. We all feel this three-year, $100 million initiative across all three of our campuses is much needed. I am pleased to report that since June 1, we have commitments and new pledges totaling more than $13.2 million for student support towards that goal. And our donors have been very receptive thus far to this initiative. Our goal now is to finish the Brilliant Futures campaign strong and to look ahead. We have all made a lot of good progress in the Brilliant Futures campaign, and we need to seize this momentum as we move forward. This means we must not be afraid to climb the ladder from being good to being better, and ultimately to being the best. That is what the University of Illinois and the U of I Foundation are all about. At the University of Illinois Foundation, we look forward to our continuing work with and support of this great university now and into the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions? I guess I just restate the board's feeling that you're a terrific partner to us and that there's very little in terms of achieving greatness that the university could do if it weren't for all of the good work of the foundation, so thank you.
Especially our donors.
There you go.
Thank you.
Maybe we'd ask Lauren Taylor, our other great partner, to join us.
Thank you, Chairman Kennedy. I'm grateful, as always, for the opportunity to provide an update on the Alumni Association, and I'd like to begin by extending our congratulations to our friends and colleagues at the University of Illinois Foundation for their success with the Brilliant Futures campaign. It was back in June that a resolution was shared with you from the Association's Board of Directors in support of the university's efforts to expand its linkages with China. Engaging our alumni in China, many of whom are prominent leaders in business, government, agriculture, and engineering, is an important part of that relationship building. So I'd like to share some of our activity from the past few months. Foremost, Bob Easter and I accompanied Governor Pat Quinn on his recent visit to Beijing. We held a special luncheon attended by more than 100 alumni that was graciously hosted by the Cinemac Corporation and its chairman, Rin Hung Bin. I'm pleased to say that the university made a very favorable impression during that successful trip, both to our Chinese friends and to the governor's office. That was in no small part due to the invaluable assistance of our board member and alumnus, Bo Zhang, who is clearly regarded with high esteem. Second, we're launching a new marketing campaign to help locate and engage our Chinese alumni. Maintaining good contact information for international graduates is a common challenge for American universities, and it's important that we know who and where our alumni are in China. A special mailing of one of our magazines next month will focus on our long relationship with China. It will be sent to all of the alumni we have on record, and we'll ask them to help us reach other, quote, lost alumni. Another strategy is to invite these alumni to register and complete their personal profile on what we call the U of I Alumni Network. This network is a collection of online communities that features a number of communications tools, including an improved alumni directory where people can link to their other social networks, such as Facebook and LinkedIn. Through new technologies and social media, we bring the global alumni family closer and more connected than ever. We continue to recruit for the Illinois Connection Advocacy Network as well, and we're now approaching the 11,000 mark. This program continues to work hand in glove with President Hogan and his staff to keep the commitment and support of our legislators strong. Illinois Connection offers alumni and students a way to take meaningful, relevant action on issues they care about. Case in point, prior to the fall veto session, Illinois Connection encouraged support for procurement reform to ease the university's regulatory burden and for continued funding of the state scientific surveys, both of which were referenced earlier. And as we have learned, that passed at the full funding level on Tuesday and has moved on to the governor for his signature. At the national level, we've also coordinated campaigns resulting in thousands of letters supporting the Pell Grant program and federal research funding. Our next push will go out around mid-December, just before Congress is due to pass an annual budget bill. Last, I want to give some further context to this progress, in that the Alumni Association continues to efficiently manage its resources and remain productive by pursuing more integration and using new technologies. We recently instituted a major organizational change that consolidates what used to be separate campus operations for our communications and programmatic outreach. We're now operating more as one singular alumni association that maximizes the strength of our numbers for programs like Illinois Connection, while also still focusing on important campus initiatives. While I wouldn't say we're as fully resourced as I believe we need to be, we're still making it work. And I'm very proud to have had the opportunity to share with you what our staff and volunteer leaders accomplish on behalf of the university and its alumni. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. And just on behalf of all of us, we really appreciate the partnership we have with you and particularly with your great leadership. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions for Lauren? Thank you. Okay, at this point, we're going to go into the public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for public comment period during each of the meetings. During that time, as many as six individuals can speak up for up to 5 minutes each. These individuals apply through a procedure established by the board and presented on our website. The tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what the speakers have to say and only to ask questions as necessary. Normally, we will get back to speakers with responses to any questions that they pose. We appreciate the fact that today we have two guest speakers, and we look forward to hearing from each of them. Each speaker will be given 5 minutes to comment, and we ask them to adhere to that timeline. I'd like to call now Suzanne Pearson.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Pearson, a student at UIUC and a part of the Beyond Coal campaign. The Beyond Coal campaign is not a new campaign. It previously existed to get Abbott Power Plant off of coal by 2017. The University of Illinois is one of 16 universities to do so. However, if truly Beyond Coal, U of I needs to become a more responsible investor as well. As one of the most